A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Let brotherly and sisterly love continue. Do not neglect hospitality, for through it some have unknowingly entertained angels. Be mindful of prisoners as if sharing their imprisonment, and of the ill-treated as of yourselves, for you are also in the body. Let marriage be honored among all, and the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the immoral and adulterers. Let your life be free from love of money, but be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never forsake you or abandon you. Thus we may say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of the Lord. Today's letter to the Hebrews is a kind of gentle guidebook on how to live a life in communion with God and neighbor. Interestingly, these teachings could even be very helpful in a modern nation's laws and constitutions. Let us just hear a few of these wise sayings in today's piece from the letter to the Hebrews. Let brotherly and sisterly love continue among you. Do not neglect hospitality. Who knows, you might be entertaining an angel, or maybe even an immigrant from another country. I don't think that was in the original text, but it fits. Be mindful of prisoners as if sharing their imprisonment. Let your life be free from love of money. Be content with what you have. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. It's a beautiful, condensed kind of way of life. Beautiful truths. Truths that can help us follow a path for a holy and wholesome life. And then we come to the gospel today. It's not a pretty sight at all. Herod, having heard people speak so well of Jesus, is now throwing a temper tantrum at party headquarters because people are turning to Jesus instead of him. Imagine such a thing. He's not at all happy to have competition so close by. In fact, he is considering issuing another executive order to have Jesus deported back to his hometown of Nazareth. And now, John the Baptist suddenly is back on the scene, and he's upsetting things. Herod, a man with a lot of power and wealth, suddenly finds himself fearful of these barefoot prophets who flit around from village to village, preaching a wimpy message of peace and love and respect toward one's neighbor. Herod has decided that he will have to rid himself of this bothersome two-bit prophet who walks around half-naked preaching the repentance of sin. It's interesting that the same letter to the Hebrews tells us that the word of God must be received carefully and attentively. For it is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. It almost seems as if the biblical times and our own modern times and our own modern politics haven't changed that much at all. Send your sharp two-edged sword into our world and into our hearts today, O God of justice, and show us how to live unconditional brotherly and sisterly love in our times, too. Amen.